This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today. John chapter 21. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together was Simon Peter, Thomas, called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. My Lord, I am going fishing. Why? Because they were tired, waiting for the risen Lord to come again. I'm going to do something that I'm familiar with. I'm going fishing. I tell you, I remember one day, many years ago, that I was so bankrupt and tired of even preaching. And I said, I'm going for a ride, and I don't want to listen today of what I'm going to say. And you know what? I did that. And guess what happened? I ended up at a retreat. I ended up at a retreat where they were proclaiming Jesus Christ. I never would have chosen it. But I drove someplace, and what was happening? A retreat. I'm going fishing. You see, Peter said, I'm tired of waiting. When is this risen Savior going to show himself again? Let's go fishing. And you know what? When Peter goes fishing on his own, he never catches a fish. The Lord Jesus was on the shore. It says, just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples didn't know that it was Jesus. And Jesus said to them, children, have you caught any fish? They answered him, no. He said to them, cast a net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. The disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, it is the Lord. And when Peter heard that, he put on his clothes and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from land, only about 100 yards off. I'm going fishing. I've felt like that. I've felt like not fishing. I just want a break. I want to do something that I can touch. I want to do something that I enjoy. I'm going fishing. But you see what? When you start running away from Jesus, if he has staked his life on you, you'll find him again as you go fishing or as I run away. It's human. It's human. I'm going fishing. I want to do something I know how to do. And you know what? He was not a good fisherman. Every time he went fishing, he caught nothing unless Jesus told him to put the nets on the right side. Then he caught fish. You see, many people get over their heads with things of God. And they don't know how to deal with it when they're over their head. And so what do they say? I'm going fishing. Or I'm going to the movies. Or I'm going for a ride. Or I'm going for ice cream. I tell you, these are the things that happen. Have you been seeking Jesus Christ? Have you been seeking him? Where Are you looking for him? He is easily to be found. If you want to know where, I'll give you a couple of instances. Go into a Catholic church, and he is present as the Blessed Sacrament. And if you don't want to do that, go into Boston like we do on Saturday, and he is present in the homeless. And if you don't want to do that, you say, well, I'm going to take a ride in the country, and he is present in nature. You can't run away from Jesus. Every time you do, he catches you. And you've got to do something when he catches you. What do you have to do? Repent and give yourself back to the Lord Jesus Christ. Give yourself back. Oh, yes. Have I ever felt that way? I have. Not fishing. I'm going for a hot fuzz Sunday. Not fishing, but something that I enjoyed. And you know what? You meet Jesus at the place where you buy the hot fudge sundae. You meet him there. The woman might say to you, you're dressed as a priest. Yes. Can you tell me something? Can you bless my rosary beads? Yes. I was trying to escape all this. And I get it head on. So what is the thing you can learn from it? Don't run away from Jesus, because if you do, you're going to find him there where you run away if you are one of his favorites. That's it. That's it. Just surrender to him. Now, do not run away, because you're going to find him there anyway. Surrender now and give him back your life. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. One person said to me, Father Tom, don't put too much energy in this seeking of Jesus because you crack up. I said to him, I'm not going to crack up. He's my peace, not my crack up. You see, different people. I know people that have got religious spirits that went wacky because they went wacky about religion, not about Jesus, about religion. I knew of someone who came to me. She was distraught. She didn't know how to turn. She was filled with religion. And she was sick. It had nothing to do with Jesus. It had to do with religion. We need Jesus Christ. We need him. And when we run away, like Peter did, we need to know that we're going to meet him at the place that we're running away from because of his love for us. He's going to meet us where we're running away because he loves us.
Yeah, and if you need an ice cream, just invite Jesus to come get an ice cream cone with you. If you need to take a drive, say, Jesus, we're going on a drive together. We are created to live in divine union and do everything with Jesus. Jesus is so in love with you, but he is lonely because a lot of people are not attentive to the Lord Jesus. You may think it's only time to be attentive to Jesus when it's time to go to Mass, time to say your prayers, time to read the Bible, time to pray your rosary. Jesus wants you to call him into every action you do. If you're cooking, it's because Jesus wants to cook with you. I don't cook, but I like to eat. When I'm eating, I say, Jesus, let's have this meal together. When I'm driving, I say, Jesus, let's go for a ride. Me and Father and Jesus got ice cream yesterday. We called him in. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. One who remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. And when this verse really becomes real to your life, that you realize, apart from Jesus, I can do nothing. apart from Jesus, I cannot have my next breath. I cannot have my next thought. If Jesus didn't want my heart to beat one more time, it would stop beating instantly, because I am totally reliant. I am totally dependent upon Jesus for everything I do. When I wake up in the morning, I say good morning to the Lord Jesus. He is in the invisible God. I may not see him. I may not feel him. I may not sense him, but I know he is there. He is my best friend. He is my creator. He is my king. He is the person who has saved me and brought me into the light. That the Father, his power is beating in my heart. Jesus, his wisdom is thinking in my mind. And he is flowing in my blood. The blood of Jesus, I am covered in it. The Holy Spirit, he is breathing in my breath. He is filling me with his love. I am filled by the Spirit of God. I am filled with the divinity of God. You are filled with the divinity of God. Because we are made in the image and the likeness of God. I was reading earlier today in Corinthians, where the Bible says we are called to be co-workers and co-creators. Say co-creators.
Co-creators.
Together with God for the establishment of his kingdom and his righteousness in all the earth. We are called to be co-workers and co-creators together with God for the establishment of his kingdom and his righteousness in all of the earth. You see, Jesus did it all on the cross. He said it is finished. Now we, he has given us all powers. We are co-creating with Christ. We are establishing the kingdom of God upon this earth. When I walk anywhere, I am walking with Christ, hand in hand. I love everyone because I love Jesus, but I am living with a one-on-one encounter with Jesus Christ. And when I go to get ice cream, it is me and the Lord Jesus. And when the Lord Jesus brings someone in front of me, we are co-workers and co-creating the kingdom of God upon earth. You know, Satan, this battle started with Satan in the heavenly realm long before the creation of man or the creation of earth. It started in the heavenly realm with the angels. And you know what Satan did? He corrupted all the systems of earth. But guess what Jesus gave us? He gave us power and authority to reestablish his kingdom, to bring people into the light of God, to release the glory of God upon this earth. The Bible says we are joint heirs with Christ, co-creators in the divinity. The same glory the Father has given to me, said Jesus, I give to you. You walk in the glory of God in divine union with God. We can't run from God because God is everywhere. But what we can do if we want to do something enjoyable, we call Jesus to come do it with us. You see, Jesus knows that we can't be in prayer, preach every moment of the day. But even in the moments where we need to relax, go take a drive, go get an ice cream, go cook a meal, we invite Jesus to do that with us. And we live in divine union with Jesus. The thing in the kingdom of God, there's no turning it off, because we are always on, because we are always with Jesus. People said, have you put on the armor of God today? I said, I put it on 7 years ago and I've never taken it off.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This Jesus, risen from the dead, is more real than the person you touch yourself on the head. He's more real than your head. He's more real. And he's looking for an opportunity to be real in your life. And you're the only one that can give him that opportunity. You see, it's not a head trip. It's a person trip. My head is there with Jesus, but my body is there with Jesus too. I need him. I need him, and I need him. Do you need him today? If you do, he's available. He's always available. 24/7 available Jesus. What we want to do is we want to run the show. That's real. Control freaks. That's what we really want to do. We want to run the show. We want to tell God, this is how you should act. This is what you should do. I tell you, when you do stuff like that, the Lord takes a back seat. He's not interested in what you think he should do. He's interested in doing the Father's will in you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, the Father's will in you. And what is the Father's will? That they would look up and see Jesus. That they would look up and know Jesus. That they would look up and love Jesus. The Father's will is his only begotten Son, the one who died and rose from the dead out of love for you. This is Jesus. You know, most people don't even know him. They talk about him. They swear with his name. My Lord, they have nothing better to do but curse the holy name of Jesus. I remember being in the car going to Salem State my first year, and one of the people in the automobile started cussing Jesus. And I said to him, what has Jesus ever done to you that you cuss at him? Shut him up. It shut him up. What has Jesus done to you that you would use his name in vain? It shut him up. We never heard it again. We drove to Salem State many, many times, and no mention of the Lord Jesus Christ in a negative way. What has he ever done to you? I'll tell you what he did for you. He woke you up this morning. I'll tell you what he did for you. He provided food for your morning breakfast. I'll tell you what he did for you. You went outdoors and you heard the birds singing and chirping. That's what he did for you. Oh, God manifests himself in so many ways. And we're so dumb to realize the manifestation of God. We're so dumb because we're all caught up in our own stuff. Can I just tell you something? My stuff is boring. Your stuff is boring. Don't be caught up in your stuff. Be caught up in the love of Christ Jesus. That's not boring. That's life. Don't be caught up in your thoughts. Be caught up in the Lord Jesus Christ. Things will happen. Things will happen. He'll send you to people, and you'll be able to bless people, and you'll be able to witness to people. And you say, but I'm shy. I'm going to tell you, you're not very shy when you're at a restaurant and you had three drinks. You're not very shy. That's not being shy. That's being foolish. Be open to be used by the Lord Jesus Christ. Be open. I remember Betty Foley. This is not my Betty Foley. It's another Betty Foley. It was Good Friday that day, and she said in her prayer, Lord Jesus, I want to meet you today. And so she went into Boston. She sat on the train of the MBTA, and she just closed her eyes until she reached Devonshire. One man stands up next to her and starts preaching about Jesus the Lord. And he preaches, he takes away our sins by his death, burial, and resurrection. And Betty is a perfect lady. She's listening to him. And he looks at Betty and he says to her, and what do you believe? Betty stood up and said, Jesus Christ is Lord. The door opened and Betty left. Now, this is a woman that was so proper. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. When's the last time you bore witness to the resurrection? When's the last time you told somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ? If it's been more than a week, that's not good. That's not good. There are so many people that need to hear about Jesus, that he's real, that he forgives, that he saves, that he heals. Many people. I tell you, you need to know that you're the witness to tell people of Jesus. You're the witness to speak about the Lord Jesus. Because if you don't do it, it's not going to get done. It's as simple as that. I've been in the AMP or the Stop and Shop or whatever grocery store I've been in. A woman comes up to me. She sees that I have a crucifix on, and she says, "I love your crucifix." I take it off. I give it to her. And I tell her, "Do you know that the man on this cross gave his life for you? Do you know that he's got plans for you? Do you know that he has forgiven your sins by his precious blood? And that he's been raised from the dead?" "Oh, yes, I've witnessed in Stop and Shop. I've witnessed in stores. I've witnessed in any place where I've shopped." And that's good. I don't come preaching, but when people come up to me and they say something, then I can open the door. It's right to, I'm going to lead them to Jesus, whatever it is. In Walmart, oh, that's Walmart Cathedral, leading people to Jesus in Walmart Cathedral. That's what it's all about. I'm not waiting to go to church to lead people to Christ. Wherever I go, I am open to lead people to Jesus and Jesus to people.
Because Jesus lives inside of you. He wants to speak through you. He wants to see with your eyes, pray with your hands, love with your heart, speak with your mouth, think with your mind, that you are the living tabernacle of Jesus Christ, that you are the Ark of the Covenant and God lives within you, and he wants to release the kingdom through you. We are called to be co-workers and co-creators together with God to establish his kingdom and his righteousness on all the earth. Everywhere we go through, we are releasing the Spirit and the Word of God. For the kingdom of God is voice activated, and Jesus has given you authority in your words. When you walk into a place in the spiritual realm, you're lighting it up. All the darkness needs to leave. Jesus said, "I will lead all men to myself." When you are with Jesus, you become attractive to people. People know that you've been with Jesus. People know they can feel the presence and the love of God. People are drawn to you. They want to know, what does this person carry? Why do they have joy? Why do they have peace? Why do they have boldness? Why are they filled with love? Why, when I get around them, do I feel good? For when people encounter you, they encounter another dimension. They encounter the dimension of Jesus Christ, his power, love, and glory. But you got to spend time with Jesus. You got to be attentive to Jesus. You got to be soaked in the presence of God. You got to be filled with God's love. You got to walk under an open heaven. How do I do it? I surrender to God. I confess my sins. I begin to praise and worship God. When I woke up today, the birds were chirping. They're doing exactly what they were created to do. The birds are all glorifying the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you wake up today and did you glory God? If you have to cook a meal today, are you asking Jesus to do it with you? If you're taking a drive today, are you saying, "Jesus, we're driving together"? Are you Are you going after Jesus with a divine intensity? Are you seeking first the kingdom of God and letting Jesus provide everything for you? That so many times we want to be driving the car of our life and we're putting Jesus in the back seat. Some of us think we're good, we'll put him in the front seat. But Jesus wants to be in driver's seat. You know, he wants to be in driver's seat and he wants to direct your life. We have a 30-fold, a 60-fold. And a 100-fold reward. To get the 100-fold from Jesus, we got to give the 100-fold surrender. If you want everything from Jesus, he'll give it to you, but you got to give everything to Jesus first. He needs not only to be the Lord of your life, but the King of your life. Father, we pray right now that you pour out the Holy Spirit upon everyone listening.
Yes.
Because Holy Spirit, only you can empower us to surrender. The Spirit of truth, the Spirit of love. Without you, we cannot know Jesus. We can know about Jesus, but we cannot be filled with his love, his power, his grace, his glory. For Jesus is waiting upon you. Father, open the windows of heaven. Open the windows of heaven, and the same grace you have given to me and Father, release, pour out the fire of God, the light of God to fill every cell in their body right now.
God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In season and out of season.